Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Meadowlands artist Sharon Postance and Duluth artist Barb Savage are exhibiting together at the Washington Gallery. Their show opens this Friday, August 5th, from 6 to 8 p.m. There's a reception. The show is called Moving Along and includes Barb's paintings and Sharon's handmade paper vessels made over this past year in collaboration with this exhibit in mind. Both artists' work are inspired by the natural world and focus on movement and color. I spoke with Barbara about her inspiration for the show.
I'm Barb Savage. I'm a painter. I've been painting since I was about 17 years old, and I have almost always painted with oil paints. I was actually born in Burbank, but when I was just an infant, my mom and my brother and I came back to Duluth, which is my family's from here. I have a show at Lizard's Gallery right now, and that will stay up. It's called Current Works, which is obviously wordplay. And then I have a show going up. It opens on Friday at Washington Studios, and that one's called Moving Along, and I've included Sharon Postance in the show. She makes handmade paper vessels, and our work looks beautiful together. We went hiking and hiked up next to the Temperance River, and when we came back down from the top, at the bottom waterfall, the water eddies out in a great big pond, and pollen had fallen on top of the water, and you could see all the eddy lines and all the currents because of the way that the pollen fell on the water. And I was just enthralled with the patterns, and I've always been fascinated with that sort of look. You see it in so many different things. You see it in cell cross sections, and you see it from the air when you're flying over tidal flats, and you see it in alluvial fans, in geology. It's just something you see in nature. And I took a bunch of photographs, and I've been painting from it ever since. Some of them have definite watercolor. There are three that are really blue and white, and two of them are very large. They're down in the Zeitgeist Arts Complex right now, and then they're going into the Washington Studio show. One of them is called Mostly Ice. The other one's called Mostly Water, and they're the same composition, almost identical compositions, but one is about, it's about the polar ice caps melting. So one is, you know, you feel like you could walk across the ice. And on the next one, you look at it, and it's the same composition, only where there was ice, there's water, and you feel like you're just going to fall in. It was what I was thinking about when I was making those paintings. I got to ride down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon, which was a 21-day trip. And I found, and I'd been on river trips before, but I found that also contributed to this show, to this body of work, that just because of being so immersed in how the mechanics of water work, not in a scientific way, but in just the observation from an artist's eye. Sharon and I worked hard collaborating on color together, and our work is beautiful together, and I have a feeling that this show is going to look nice, but the food will be good, too. So it's open to the public, and we want everybody to come.
Again, Washington Gallery is at 315 North Lake Avenue in Duluth. The opening reception for Moving Along is 6 p.m. on Friday. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, click on Audio Archives, then Podcasts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.